online on your smartphone or on your favorite podcast app. This is
the JJC Podcast Experience.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Getting Real with Dula and Sichaba. Today we want to speak about something that we feel men have been too quiet about, and that is gender-based violence. So for those of you that don't know what gender-based violence is, it's defined as violence directed at a person because of their gender. And at this case, and at this point in our society, especially in South Africa, this violence is directed towards women. And today we specifically want to speak about what men can do to fight this gender-based violence, or to fight what's currently going on, especially here in South Africa. What men's position is, what men can do in relation to this issue. And we all have, I'm sure, either a sister or a female cousin or a woman in our life that we hold to a high standard. So, I mean, I'm even just speaking about relatives, a sister, a mother, an auntie. And I think one thing that we should start doing as men is we should start viewing the women around us as our aunties, as our sisters, as our cousins. Because once you almost give the woman around you a title, it gives them like a natural respect in relation to yourself. I think that's one thing that will create a big difference. If we start giving ourselves or putting that responsibility on ourselves to treat the women around us with the respect that they deserve. I don't know if I'm making sense. What do you think, Dula?
Yeah, no, 100% get what you're saying, man. But I think it's even going a step beyond that. And so once you visualize all these different women as having a role in your life, I think it's even understanding that regardless of whether they have a role or not, it's just that they're humans too, and then we need to respect them in that manner.
Yeah, and I think it's this gender-based violence issue has a lot to do with a lack of respect, I think. A lack of respect for women, and that's something that we as men, or even boys, I think, as young men need to get inside our heads, you know, because we cannot continue living like this, or we cannot continue seeing our sisters or just the women in our society being killed. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%, man. And I think it all stems from, I think it's a young age and a lack of education that leads men to believe. I think most of the stigmatization around it and why men like portray these horrible, horrific acts is because somewhere subconsciously, or even not subconsciously, they think that they're superior to women. And I think that kind of stems back from a young age or lack of education or something along that lines, if you get what I'm saying.
Exactly. And I think, you know, just like with, because currently there's been another uprising of the Black Lives Movement, just with that, I remember with the Black Lives Movement, I remember saying this, it wasn't a black versus white issue, and this is also not a woman versus men issue. This is humanity versus the issue. I don't know if that makes sense. And so we as men have a pivotal role to play in this fight as well. We can't just sit back and watch women try to bring awareness with the hashtags men are trash and create all these movement and have us just sit back. We have to play a part in this. I think the statement hashtag men are trash might have some men, or most men, even feeling like this has been created to attack men, but that's not the purpose. I think it's being created to attack men who do these horrific acts, if that makes sense. And I think we need to join in and help women fight this issue, because I mean, this is not right.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that the men that truly understand the violence and the sexual harassment and all the things that these women go through aren't offended by the hashtag men are trash, because they know that it's not directed at them specifically, but the people that, like, you know, perpetrate those acts. So I think the men that are knowledgeable and they understand what these women go through aren't so offended by that hashtag. Because, you know, I see people jumping on it and saying, oh, but I'm not trash. How can you say I'm trash? And I mean, it's not the right mentality to have.
You know, I understand, because in the beginning, when I heard about this hashtag men are trash issue, I remember feeling like this was an attack against me as a guy. I'm not trash. You know, I remember almost personalizing it when, obviously, I was ignorant and I didn't understand that this This movement is trying, it's a movement basically, and it's not directed personally at me or personally at good men. It's directed to bring awareness to the issue. And I think change can start when we as guys make ourselves accountable. So when you hear your fellow friend, especially as guys, when you're at school or you hear a male cousin or just any male around you almost making jokes or you can hear that they have a rape culture mentality, I think we need to hold each other accountable and stop that there, especially now that we are still young. I think we need to stop that culture there and try and hold each other accountable to just be like, no, that's not funny or that's not acceptable. Because we cannot have another generation of men that are treating the women the way men are treating women today, you know?
Yeah, and I think along those lines, men holding themselves accountable and really analyzing what all of their fellow men are saying, I think something so pivotal in that is, like, you know, locker room talk, where,
yes, yeah,
where men are like, no, women are looking like this, so she was looking so nice wearing this, and yeah, you know, it's just, it's you viewing women as more of an object than a human being. And I think that's where the accountability comes in, because once you change that mindset, then things like rape and sexual assault and people thinking that that's okay, like somewhere in their disturbed mind thinking that that's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's broken down from when they told this locker room talk doesn't go, sort yourself out, you know?
Yes. And there are many things that we as guys can do to stand up against gender-based violence. I mean, it doesn't just involve raising awareness. We should be an example. We should strive to be examples to other men of how we can still, if men are worried about, and I don't understand why, but I guess there are some men that worry about them not looking muscular if they defend the cause or if they stand up for hashtag men are trash. But I think if we can be an example to other men that I can still be, you know, a masculine man, but still be able to defend this issue or to stand by the cause, you know, I think us as guys being an example can create a lot of change. And another thing that I think that can create a lot of change is us actually reading up on the history of men are trash, not just educating ourselves via social media, but actually reading up on the issues of gender-based violence and how the hashtag men are trash came to be.
Yeah, and I think with that, because I remember, if you remember, we did a debate about it at the JJC.
Yeah.
About GMs, we did a debate, if you guys don't know. They split the room in half and they said one side is for hashtag men are trash and the other side is against it. And what we came to understand by the end of it is that it's the name people didn't really resonate with, but it wasn't the name that was causing a problem. It's understanding that the movement was what everybody resonated with. It's so empowering to see men and women stand together and fight this thing. And that would be the women standing up and the men joining by their side against just all odds in general, because regardless of what the name said, all of us stood up and we were like, this, we stand with all the women around us. And I think that's what we came to realize by the end of the debate.
And I think we need to learn to put focus on what's important. I understand that the name might offend people. No, not even people, men. But I think, and I'm sorry, I'm going to use this example again, because I think it makes sense to people, like with this Black Lives Matter movement. I think we all understand that all lives matter. We understand that all lives matter, but Black Lives Matter, that I don't know what I'd call it, slogan or that phrase was created to bring attention to the issue. Just like with hashtag men are trash. Not all men are trash, not all men do bad things, but we're not focusing on the men that do not do bad things right now, if that makes sense. We're focusing on the ones that do, and we're trying to bring awareness to the issue, and we're trying to create change for women so that our women will be able to, you know, walk out at night, or will be able to feel safe without feeling that they could die or that they're even being seen as an object by men, if that makes sense.
And I think something so important to talk about, because you were talking about earlier that if men stand with women in this movement, they're seen as less masculine. I think something so important to talk about that is, have you heard of the term simp?
Yes.
I mean, it's so frustrating, because I remember, I don't know if you saw, I posted something on my status yesterday about standing with the women around me against all of this violence. And yeah. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it yesterday, yes.
And you get like a mix of comments, right? So some people would message me and be like, thank you so much. You know, it's nice to know that you're standing with us, some of the women, and some of the guys would be like, you know, you're a real lad. But then you'd get some people who'd be like, you're acting like a simp.
Wow.
So I think like terms like simp, like specifically simp and, you know, other terms like that have been created to make men who stand with women seem less masculine. So it was created by someone who feels like they want to attack men that stand with women.
Exactly.
And what are you saying? No stress.
I was going to say, you know, when I think about it, I sometimes feel that this ties into toxic masculinity also a little bit, because am I not cool, or am I not manly enough because I want to stand up for my fellow sister, for the fellow woman that have the issue going on right now? If that makes sense.
Yeah,
brotherly mentality.
Yeah, and I think also that what men need to understand is, even if you have a feminine side or you show a feminine side, it doesn't make you any less masculine. It's just enhancing your manliness by being able to show that more vulnerable side of you.
Exactly. And I think we need to remember that real men stand up for what they believe. If your goal is to be a real man, you need to be able to stand up for what you believe in. And we know that treating women the way they've been treated lately is not something that is good. So a real man would stand up with his fellow sisters, with fellow women, to say that, no, this is wrong. And I think this is something that we need to challenge more men and more boys to do. We need to make sure that ladies feel safe and not harmed. You know, we need to, I'll say it again, create a brotherly mentality. We need to be there, I guess, for the ladies around us and be able to protect them. Because especially with what's going on in South Africa, I don't think any woman feels safe right now.
And I think what people neglect to see is, I remember last year specifically, there was a huge hike in gender-based violence cases, and there was protests and stuff. Do you remember from last year?
I remember, yes.
The movement started to die down again, and now it's starting up again. But I think what people forget to realize is, in between whether the movement started or ended again, there are still the number of cases. It's just social media hasn't really put a spotlight on it. It doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Yes. And you know, I've actually read crazy statistics on this whole gender-based violence thing, because let me read them to you. So I read that 77% of women in Limpopo, 51% of women in Gauteng, 45% of women in Western Cape, and 36% of women in KZN have experienced some form of gender-based violence, of violence. These are women speaking out. And I mean, 77% is crazy. That's 77% in Limpopo, 51% in Gauteng, 45% in Western Cape, and 36% in KZN. Those statistics are crazy. I don't know what you like. I don't know about you, but that's crazy. You know,
that's appalling. And I mean, if you look at some of the stats, like worldwide, if you look at, I remember I saw a stat from the United Nations Women, that part of the United Nations, and they'd say that 1 in 3 women will experience gender-based violence or any form of violence in their lifetime, and 90% or a high percent of it would be by males that have close relationships with them, like wives and boyfriends and so I mean, that's crazy. That's like 33% of the world's population. I mean, I don't know how many women there are, but will experience some form of violence in their lives. And I mean, it's just crazy thinking about it, because I mean, you know, when we walk down the street, we don't get dirty looks, or we're not told, really catcalled. I mean, it might not be because I mean I'm not crazy good looking, but I mean, just by being a woman, going outside is a danger.
Yeah. And then that just makes you wonder, is that freedom? How do you have freedom if you can't go outside? If you feel scared to go outside, you know?
Yeah, and women are told, like, oh, if you dress like this, then obviously somebody's going to come up to you. But I mean, you should be free to dress the way that you want to, and shouldn't be, like, you know, restricted because of what other guys think.
And I think, as a guy, it's embarrassing. Every time I hear these stories of what guys have done to women, it's embarrassing. You just wonder, why? How? Those are just the two things that go in my head at that time. I get really confused, and it's embarrassing and it's disgusting. And I know, I think what's also frustrating to me is I know many guys personally who respect women and who would protect women and who don't, and who wouldn't want to harm women, but they don't want to speak up. And that's what frustrates me. You need to start speaking up and helping women fight this. We need each other. We as human beings need each other. Do you get what I'm saying? Even with Black Lives Matter, we needed each other. We need each other to fight all these issues. It's not a men versus women thing. It's a humanity versus this gender-based violence issue. And we definitely need each other. So men who keep quiet also, I don't know, they confuse me.
And I think also with that, I think no matter how good you may be, no matter how much respect you have for women or for Black people when you talk about the Black Lives Matter movement, I think if you're silent, then you're just as bad as the perpetrator. Well, not as bad, but I mean, you're on that level, because silence is deafening. And as soon as you raise your voice and you start to contribute to the movement, you help the majority in some little way that you can.
Definitely. And I also sometimes feel that, I know with this, there was an alcohol ban and now alcohol is being sold again. But sometimes I think that we can't even blame alcohol for this. This is a male issue. We can't blame alcohol for this issue, because alcohol in the end, I know alcohol does influence a person's behavior, but this is a male, this is something that men have been doing. And I just want to say again, obviously not all men, but this is something that our fellow brothers have been doing, and we need to hold ourselves accountable.
And I think with alcohol also, it's not just that, obviously it lowers your inhibitions and things like that, but I mean, I mean if you read up on what alcohol does to you, it's not just that, like, what you would do having been drunk is something that you're thinking about unconsciously. So yeah. If it doesn't just, like, it's not like hypnosis or anything that'll change your behavior, like, drastically. If you're someone who's mentally against women and you, like, for violence in your mind, then if you drink alcohol and it changes your inhibitions, I mean, it's not that you, it's alcohol's fault. It's something that you have in your mind unconsciously.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I think especially while young boys and young men, they're not able to see the long-term effects of them standing up. I don't think we understand that we actually do have a lot of influence. We can inspire other men around us, because it's all fun and games until it happens to your sister, or it happens to your mother, or when we grow up and we have daughters, you know? We don't want to only look back then and say, oh, I could have done this, or let me change my mentality. Let's have that mentality now, because I'm sure a lot of us do have women in our life, like our sisters, our mothers, you know, cousins, just women in our lives, and we wouldn't like that to happen to them. So we need to be able to try and make a change, not even try, because we will prevail, I know. Do you get what I'm saying? I think we need to, yes, have that mentality that we will be able to make a change and start now, not in the future when you have a daughter or when you have a girlfriend or you have a wife or you have a female friend. Let's start now. Let's start changing our mentality now as guys. Because yes, a lot of us have been raised with the mentality that we are superior to women, which is so evil and wrong.
And I think that's something perfect that everybody needs to just settle in and give them some time to do. And I don't know if you done there, but I think kind of finished it off. But it's a nice settling thought to leave and see, is this the way that we were raised, and is this how we want the woman in our lives to be treated by us?
Yeah, and I'll say it again. Sadly, I believe that this all points back to the belief that men are superior to women. And we must remember that women are the pillars of our society and that they don't deserve this. So I think, as we close off, I think, as guys, let's do better. Let's just do better. Let's stand up against this behavior. Let's do better. And remember, if you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. I'll say that again. If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. And let's not choose the side of the oppressor, guys. Let's do better.
We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
Thanks so much, guys, for listening to Getting Real with Dula and Sichaba. Tune in to our next podcast. We haven't really decided what we're going for yet, but if you have any questions, hit us up on redradio.co.za.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.